Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go out to the guest line. Let's talk to
you. Don't want to be with a coworker like, no, I'm saving their life.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. From the Hockey News and the Hockey Show on Metalog Media with Roy Bellamy is our guy, David Dwork, joining us here after the Panthers drop game one of their second round series against the Toronto Maple Leafs. David, how are you?
I'm doing well. And let me just put out there, if I'm ever choking or in a choking situation, I give you all the green light to do whatever you need to do to save me. And I will deal with any HR situations after the fact. But please save me first.
All right, we'll get to the controversy that is with this game, because obviously all of Canada wants Sam Bennett put in prison. But let's start off with the game, and that was, man, just a very uncharacteristic, sluggish, slow, sloppy start from the Panthers. What the hell was that yesterday, man?
That wasn't the Panthers. They've earned their spot on top of the mountain playing a certain style, and it's kind of become their bread and butter. To see them come out of their game a little bit, to see Toronto stretch the ice a bit more, to see Toronto get high-end chances. It was a little surprising, but look, you know, that happens. If it happens again in game two and Florida starts to become a trend, then that's concerning. The thing about this Panthers team under Paul Maurice is he's always got them the ability to snap back into place, whether it's the focus on one or two particular things. You think back to like last year's playoffs, particularly in the final when Edmonton seemed to figure something out and Florida was scrambling for three games, but you know, they take a step back, they figure things out, and that was on the grandest of scales. So, you know, we'll see if they can come back and get back to their game the way they did for the most part there in the third period when game two rolls around. But it was a little concerning for sure.
David, I'm more concerned with, I hate watching sports and people don't have the facts, right? Everybody going after Sam Bennett, and whatever you thought about the hit was fine. But if you don't mention that Sam Bennett hit without first mentioning guy got hit in the head with an 80-plus-mile-an-hour puck, are we doing hockey a disservice because now everybody's just going to pile up on, hey, he hurt our goalie?
Yeah, I think if you're in our situation, like if you're not some dude on Twitter, you've got to mention that in the conversation, of course. I mean, we're talking about a serious injury to a guy's head. That's what it looks like happened after the two shots of the head, throwing up on the bench, going to the hospital. It certainly sounds like it was a serious head injury that Stolarz may have suffered last night. And if you're going to talk about the injury, you got to talk about everything that happened. Like if one of his teammates slapped him in the back of the head as a joke before the game, hey, that's got to be talked about too, because that's the course of the evening. Regarding Sam Bennett, I mean, you know, look, this is a guy who he's known as a playoff antagonist. He's known as somebody that will take liberties. He toes the line. That's part of what makes him so valuable to the Panthers or any playoff team. In this case, it sounds like the NHL took a hard look at it and said, no, we're not going to do any supplemental discipline. The referee was right there watching the play the entire time. Granted, the referee was watching Aaron Ekblad's forearm shiver to Brandon Hagel last round and didn't call a penalty there. it's a little subjective. But still, like in this instance, it's been looked at on the ice. It's been looked at, dissected video-wise for a good 12 hours now. And it sounds like that the NHL is going to say, no, that's not. We're not going to discipline him for that. So hopefully, at the end of the day, Stolarz is going to be okay. I don't even want to go there with a head injury because I have no clue. And I know how, case by case they can be. But hopefully he's okay. And, just getting back into game two, that should be another reason that it should be fun, because I would imagine Toronto will look to settle things on the ice.
Well, I was going to ask you that because, you have a special place in your heart for goalies, and Stolarz was obviously here. We got love for him. So, like, when you watched the play, did you just think it was incidental? Did you think he was trying to get in the head a little bit? Like, what did you just make? Forget about whether it hurt him or not. Like, what did you just make of what happened there with him and with Bennett hitting on Stolarz?
I mean, my opinion, because obviously I'm not in Sam Bennett's head, but my opinion watching that play and seeing and playing as much hockey as I have in my life, I don't think he went out of his way to do it at all. I think he maybe could have done a little bit more to avoid it. Not that he had any reason to, because he was like, he didn't move his arm. It was his body's momentum that took him into the crease. And in that moment, everything's happening so fast. It's so hard to say, and I'm not in Bennett's head. I'm not there with him. It didn't look like there was anything malicious, but if you want to play the super duper cautious game, then I suppose something could have been maybe avoided there. But he wasn't looking to take a headshot at Anthony Stolarz. I think the way that they kind of came together in that moment, it's just hard, Tobin, because it happened in like the blink of an eye.
And it's tight quarters and you're trying to get in front of him. And like,
it's also
the situation of the game too. Like, it's a one goal game. The Panthers were on the power play, I believe, or maybe the power play just ended. They were moving the puck around well. Bennett, it was the second time in like 5 seconds that he had the puck along the side of the net trying to make that same play. So the second time he's going to do it with a bit more force. It was just a series of unfortunate events for Anthony Stolarz. But malicious, I don't think so.
It's one of these things, too, that, like, I know that Bennett is a menace. I know this. I mean, he was this with the two series, 2 years ago with the Leafs. So that's why they hate his ass, because he didn't get any discipline that time. But I just imagine, like, I do think there is some kind of, I know I'm going to sound like a Panthers homer here, code amongst their dirty play. Like, the Lightning struck first the last series with going after Barkov. That's why what happened. And they crossed the line because they wanted revenge for their captain. Even the Marchand thing, like, you're going to face Marchand on the ice. It just seems odd to me. Like, why would Sam Bennett try and take out Stola? The Panthers don't need to cheat to win. So why is he going to try and viciously take out his former teammate like that? That one just doesn't pass the smell test to me.
Yeah, I agree. Based off the video, what we're seeing in the video, and then just knowing the situation and the entire play out that you just outlined for us there, like, it just doesn't make any sense. And it's not the Panthers, it's not how they win. Like, they'll toe that line and they'll take things to the nth degree, but they're not headhunting out there. They're not out there trying to hurt people. The hockey playoffs are another beast, and things happen. I think back to last year, like the thing with Bennett and Marchand, and it's hard to, cause there's no black and white when it comes to hockey playoffs. Like, it's going to be physically intense, and things happen when you're going that fast in a cardboard box with, you're just kind of banging off each other. Like, things are going to happen. I don't want to sound like I'm just like, casting it aside what happened last night, but it's just, things happen in hockey. And in that case, I don't think there was any intent to hurt someone. So I don't think, obviously he's going to get a lot of attention paid to it, but to harp on Bennett and the hit itself, I think that's maybe, being a bit biased, which, it's the playoffs. Everybody's allowed to be biased, but I think the league is what sounds like they're handling it well, in my opinion. And now I'm just anxious to see kind of how it gets handled on the ice in game two.
What do you think? What do you think needs to improve for them, just from a playing standpoint, right out of the gate? Like, is it a line? Is it one of the top guys? Just to make sure they don't get out to such a rudderless start like they did, because they almost came back. I mean, look, there's props in that, but like, you put yourself in such a bind to get down as quick as and as much as they did.
Yeah, it was tough in game one because like the first 5 minutes, they weren't playing poorly in terms of their style. They gave up the funky goal to Nylander on the first shift from a sharp angle. Bob was screened. He probably should have been sealing the post and the ice a bit more. But, you know, they never let something unfortunate happening at the beginning of the game never impacts this Panthers team. They just go back to work. They put their heads down. They do their thing. And usually it comes out okay for them at the end. So I think they just need to get back to doing what they do well. Whether it was like last night in the third period, they just seem to be getting on the balls of their...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Feet physically aggressive, getting pucks in deep, not chasing the game. And that's just their bread and butter. That's Panthers hockey. So I think as long as they come out in game two and just play their style and whatever Toronto may do, if they score early again, just keep doing your thing. Where they got away from it last night was just they got into too much of a rush game, and Toronto was getting into those high danger areas they did such a great job keeping Tampa Bay out of. So as long as they get back to doing what they do well, which they've shown they can do against this Toronto team this season, then they should be able to get home with a split.
David, when I was watching the hockey game, I was thinking how much of the game in the last two quarters was the Panthers turning it around, or how much was it other goalie? Right, like them having to go to their backup goalie. And so you think the Panthers got maybe a false sense of security with the other goalie being in the game and not Stolarz? That, no, there's a lot more improvement that needs to be had instead of we almost came back?
It's interesting in that situation how it can impact the psyche of both teams in different ways. Because, like, the Panthers can see Stolarz come out, a guy that's been stoning them the entire game, and say, okay, now maybe we have a chance. Our goalie gave up a couple softies. Maybe now we can, you know, get that back to level, get a couple on this guy. But when the goalie changes on your team, that kind of emboldens and really bumps up your team. Like, okay, this guy's coming in cold off the bench. We got to make sure to take care of him.
Right.
We got to make sure to protect him. So it can kind of pump things up on the other end too. And I think that happened for a little while because until the late in the second and into the third period, the Panthers weren't really getting into Wohl's kitchen too much. And then later in the game, they really started to get impacting on him. And that's when the goal started pumping in. But it's tough because, especially in that situation where it's not like a goalie getting pulled for performance, it's like the guy was playing great and then he gets hurt. So I'm not surprised by how both teams responded to it and how it ended up playing out. And, if he ends up being in the net for game two, it'll definitely be something to watch because this is a guy where he's their young, like, I don't want to say heir apparent guy. He's not like the Spencer Knight type of situation that was down here. But he's a good young goaltender that they would like to be their future guy if he can take it. He played actually against the Panthers when they played the Leafs a couple of playoffs ago. He was in the last two games of that series. So I think they had a better chance with Stolarz and net. So for the Leafs' sake, hopefully he gets back in there. But it could be a situation, Leroy, where the team kind of sees this guy in there and they want to like make sure that they rally around him. So we'll see how it plays out.
You feel like it's a big boost to get Ekblad back? Like it was a short-lived return because of obviously all the retribution that he got. But he was obviously huge with the goal to bring the Cats back in that game. So what kind of a boost are they getting when he returns off suspension?
Oh, it's huge to get Ekblad back. I mean, we saw during the regular season, whether he was out with injury, whether he was out with the suspension, this is a team that plays a lot better, a lot more sound. They just look more like themselves when Aaron Ekblad's on the back line. So it's nothing but positives getting Ekblad back in there, especially, you know, coming back, looking to bounce back from a loss in game one, having Ekblad out there. The big thing, I think, for me with Ekblad, you know, he obviously can stabilize a power play, whether it's number one or number two, but giving Seth Jones a little bit of a break. When Ekblad's not there, Seth Jones is playing like 26, 27 minutes a game, where with Ekblad, he can cut back down closer to 22, 23. And those few minutes make a big deal when you're talking about the end of a third period when you're going hard. So it's good all around. And I'm very happy for the Panthers to be getting Ekblad back. Hopefully he stays out there for a while now.
Is that unheard of? Because I like, they talk about it all the time, and I'm not familiar with, you know, what's a lot, what's ridiculous. In basketball, who was it? Somebody played 51 minutes.
I think it was a Bridges or something.
Bridges like played 51 minutes, and he's never missed a game, mm-hmm. right? Like, is that what we're – that's kind of the same, you know, thing we're talking about, a guy playing 27, 26 minutes every night?
Yeah, it's not unheard of. I think most teams will have, like, one guy that they really lean on. Because with a defenseman, like, you're playing every third shift. If assuming that you're just rolling 3P pairings, you're playing every third shift. But if you're a high-end defenseman, you're playing power play. You're playing penalty kill. Right. And that, it just racks up and racks up. So there are a few unicorns out there. Not unicorns, because it's not like they're super unique, because they're not Matthew Tkachuk. But there are a few guys out there that they will lean on them like that. And Seth Jones, when he was in Chicago, he was a guy like that. Ekblad has been a guy like that during his career. I think now Florida makes a very concentrated effort to make sure that doesn't happen on a grander scale, which is why you've seen guys, you know, like in the past, Brandon Montour, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, they've always had really high-end defensemen that they can make sure that they're keeping their guys fresh. So I think once Ekblad gets back, definitely that'll be something they look to do, and can only benefit Jones, right?
Don't tell him I said this, but would you agree with the statement that Nico Mikkola is a polar bear on skates because they can't seem to control him? And I feel like they need to figure out some way to calm him down, because he's a monster, and I don't know how you can control a monster. But do you agree with the statement he's a polar bear on skates?
That's excellent. Like, I'm picturing like giant Nico Mikkola, like fuzzy polar bear Nico Mikkola. That's perfect, because he's big, he's light, he's got like blonde hair, he's giant. So yeah, that works quite well. No, it's funny. Like, when they signed Nico Mikkola a couple summers ago, we're kind of like, you know, we didn't, like, who's this guy? We don't really know who he is. He's been around the league for a few years. He's got some decent numbers. And they told us, no, he's going to be a perfect fit in our system. Like, we targeted him. And holy cow, were they right. He's feared around the league. Like, you hear other teams, like when Marchand, when he got to Florida, one of the first things he said, he's like, yeah, now I don't have to worry about getting chased by Mikkola all the time.
Really?
They don't. Well, yeah.
Did you not see him rubbing that dude's nose in the ice last series, Leroy? He's a menace. He should have calm down in the third period, though. Like, that wasn't the time, Nico, yesterday.
Yeah. Well, even he had that hit on the bench where I think he took a penalty for it, where it wasn't even like he was trying. He's just so big, and he was taller than the guy that he just kind of ran his arms forward. But, man, that's what you need. Like, you need the Mikkolas, the Marchands, the Bennetts. Like, as much as they're going to, you know, take things to the nth degree. Like, that's what you need to succeed in the playoffs. And the Panthers went forever without having just getting to the playoffs to have that success. So the fact that they've built a team that they're a little feared, and they might toe that line if they cross it every so often. Like, you're not going to condone it. You don't want to encourage it, but gosh darn it, you're winning Stanley Cups. So I'm not going to complain too much. Nobody's out there getting, you know, nobody's out there headhunting. They're playing a very tough plan to playoff hockey. And Nico Mikkola, maybe not as talked about, obviously, as guys like Sam Bennett or Matthew Tkachuk, but
you better not say nothing to him.
Everybody's got an eye on him when he's out there.
Yeah, it was 2-1 filthy. That's how we like it. And
just a menace. I don't
2-1 filthy.
All right, buddy. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate you. Go check out David Dwork's work during the playoffs on the Hockey News and the Hockey Show, Meadowlark Media, with Roy Bellamy. They do a great job. I saw you guys looking dapper for the gentleman's sweep on your latest episode. So we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks, Dave.
Oh, always a pleasure, man. Good to see you guys.
Bye, Hockey Hornet. There's the Hockey Hornet,
which was
Part of our road to repeat brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a party play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Take a long break. Back after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.